Maestro Kubelik, last year when you introduced Orphicon to our audience, you spoke of your compositional system with its integrated vertical and horizontal tone relations, overtones and undertones and so forth. Could you explain to our listeners how this system applies to the work that we're about to hear, your sequences for orchestra?
Yes, it is a continuation. This piece was written after I have started this system in my opera, Farolli, Cornelia Farolli, which is, you know, an opera based on a legend from Titian's life. And there I thought to try to find a kind of mirror for sound from the ray, from the color. As we know, the spectrum exists, although we don't see it. If you see a ray from sun, from the sun, only if you have a mirror or if you have a diamond or a ring or something of that sort, you see the spectrum. And so it is off score or also with the musical sound. Every note has the overtones, especially the overtones, and they are sometimes even heard if you have a very fine ear. But they exist, and they go into your system, so you can't cut them off, simply. You can't say, this is a C and nothing else. It can be only done if you cut off the overtones, then of course you have it only pure, but that's not the way I feel music should sound. Music should, I think, sound with the overtones.
Does it relate at all to that system of which Scriabin was such a champion in the early years of the century?
No, he was for relation between colors and keys. You know, for him a C major had a certain color,
yes.
Or an A major had a certain color. Now this is completely different business. This is just a search for the logical continuation of a chord, let's say, or of a note, in relation of those overtones which are the most important on that note. And it is usually, if you know the first five overtones are usually the octave, and sometimes two octaves, and then a fifth, a third, and then a seventh. So that if you would put down, as I try to put down, the continuation of the harmonics on one note, you can make chords. I made five chords out of it, eliminating everything which is not unimportant, and put them together so that they would suddenly make a modulation, usually half a tone lower, a straightforward modulation. And the chords had, of course, a meaning of the same importance as a tonica, dominant, or subdominant, what we have in the normal classical music.
It doesn't in any way relate to the 12-tone system.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. I'm not a friend of that, because I studied it, of course, very carefully. I also composed sometimes with it, but I never published my works under the 12-tone because I was not a real expert on it, because I couldn't be, because I don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that music should have a certain possibility of inspiration which is only on the trend of dramatics and on the trend of musical line, and not being forced to find this line through a system, but find it first in your fantasy, and then you can apply, for instance, this system as the classical musicians apply the tonica and the dominant and the subdominant, and so you can apply certain harmonies which come out and are built on these relations of the harmonics. That in that, perhaps one day I will find a good way how to compose. But it is always an experiment. Yet one shouldn't forget that the heart is more important than the inner inspiration, if there is any. One shouldn't flirt with that word.
Yes.
But there should be a little bit of that kind also, not only intellectual analysis.
Are there any specific points during the course of the music that we ought to listen for? Any guideposts, any
in this composition?
Markers, yes, in sequences.
There are five or six sequences. First of all, the exposition is just very short. They are exposed the first idea of the harmonics in with flageolets in violins and in the harmonics and with the in percussion and with little harmonic notes of the oboes, woodwinds, and so it just brings up the chords which I out of which then the whole composition is built on these chords. That is a short introduction, and then comes immediately the main theme, which is then of course used in multiple ways in variations, but especially in metamorphosis. So it goes from one sequence to the other, comes always a new kind of evolution, and progressiveness, so to speak, but it's not an imitation, so to speak, of the motif. It's always something new. Comes like a rocket, you know, gets yes. always new and new faces. And is very, very ostinato, also a sequence, very insistive, very penetrating almost, perhaps too much, I don't know. And then solution of the chords, of those chords, which started the piece in pianissimo in harmonics.
Again, as we were coming into the broadcast booth just before we sat down to have this conversation, you said, perhaps I shouldn't conduct my music.
Yeah.
You said that last year, too. Why do you feel that?
Well, because as a conductor, I don't know my score well. As a composer, I know it. But yes. If I'm there in rehearsing, then I'm not absolutely... I don't know how to rehearse my piece. It is very difficult. Of course, this piece I've done now very often... not very often, but often enough, so that I feel very at home in that piece as a conductor. But for instance, in Orfico, that was the first time. It was the first performance here. And I was very nervous. I must admit to you that.
Well, I'm delighted that we've had this opportunity to hear directly from you what sequences is about, Maestro, and what we should listen for. Thank you so much.
Thank you.